Unexpected Gifts, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Yitzhun stares down at the small potted flower in his hands. He blinks at it, like that will either make it make sense or possibly make the hallucination of a flower go away. It doesn't either. Yitzhun had more or less opened the door and had the flower shoved in his hands, which had been confusing enough that the man at the door had managed to push himself inside Yitzhun's apartment before Yitzhun could protest. It also helped that Yitzhun wasn't exactly in the condition to put up a fight, considering that that might just rip open the wound in his back again. He looks up at the intruder, now setting down a bag of something or other on Yitzhun's small kitchen table. It turns out to be containers of homemade food, Yitzhun quickly finds out as the bag is unpacked. Yitzhun wants to tell him to get the hell out, but by the looks of it, there's very little chance of that actually happening. Yitzhun sighs and closes the door, the little flower still in one hand. Yitzhun walks over to stare at the containers of food. He doesn't need to ask to know where those came from. He sets the flower pot down on the table with as much noise as he can manage, and the home intruder in front of him finally looks up at him, smiling annoyingly at Yitzhun. "Why are you here?" Yitzhun asks between gritted teeth. What he really wants to do is scream at him to get the fuck out, but he's trying to keep hold of some dignity. For a moment, Zhao Yunlan, yeah, it's not like Yitzhun could not recognize him, looks like he's about to give some kind of glib answer, but then he sighs and looks down at the food containers for a second, before looking back up again. Shunwei is worried, and he didn't think you'd want to see him again. Yitzhun pushes down the weird tangle of emotions at that bit of information. You thought I'd want to see you instead, Yitzhun sneers. Zhao Yunlan just huffs slightly in amusement. No, not really. At least I came with gifts. Yitzhun stares at the little flower instead of the food Gerger must have made. He's not going to ask about the flower. He's just not. Get the fuck out of my home, Yitzhun says slowly. See, he can manage not to yell. The neighbors will be happy at least. Sure, Zhao Yunlan says easily, seemingly without taking any offense. Just, are you okay? I could say something about getting injured a second time doing the same stupid thing, but Yitzhun looks up in time to see Zhao Yunlan spread his arms out and shrug, a faint self-deprecating smile on his lips. No, Zhao Yunlan has never been known as being particularly cautious. Yitzhun clenches his teeth. He's barely comfortable admitting to himself that what he did might have had something to do with Gerger's reaction to the previous scar. He really hadn't counted on things going wrong again. As you can see, I'm fine, Yitzhun grits out. So you can leave now and go set Gerger's mind at ease. That makes Zhao Yunlan stare at him oddly. You know, he told me about the two of you, Zhao Yunlan says carefully. Yitzhun's palm lands against the table, hard enough to make the little flower pot rattle noisily against the surface. Leave. Now. No need to get so worked up, Zhao Yunlan says, holding his hands up as he steps away from the table. The walk to the door is very short. Zhao Yunlan stops, his hand already on the door handle. I wouldn't mind, you know. I'm not afraid of losing him, he says very softly, sounding entirely different from earlier. He doesn't look at Yitzhun as he opens the door and leaves, without another word. Yitzhun swipes at the table angrily, and the little flower in its ugly little pot flies to the ground, shattering with a sharp crack. Yitzhun takes a harsh breath, gripping the edge of the table. He closes his eyes and tries to force himself to calm down. When he opens his eyes, the containers of food are still right there in front of him, the little flower still lying on the floor amid spilled dirt and broken shards. Yitzhun doesn't feel particularly more calm. He takes a breath and ignores the food for now. He walks over to the kitchen cabinet and pulls out a mug he doesn't particularly like. It'll probably do for a makeshift flower pot. He stares at the flower for a moment, and then with a grimace he carefully falls down to the floor, the wound in his back screaming its displeasure at him. Itsun laughs quietly, and then slowly he sets out to try and save the little flower. The end.